Eating insects. Listen to these people discussing their opinions about using insects for food. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, find two sentences, A to H, to match each speaker, 1 to 3. The first one has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers. Example.
I think it is ridiculous to say that you would never eat bugs. More than 2 million people around the world consume them regularly. I have never tried them myself, and to be honest, the idea is a bit strange. But it is obviously a cultural bias. So, who knows? Some things we eat every day may have seemed odd the first time somebody served them as food. Think about octopus or tripe that are popular fare here. If I had a chance, I would at least taste them.
Item 1.
Insects are rich in protein and minerals. It takes far fewer resources to produce them than it does animal meat. Insects are a sustainable and economical food source. They can be a key ingredient in any diet, especially if we are concerned about our planet. There are hundreds of edible varieties, and many dishes are made with insects. Some, like grasshoppers and mealworms, are considered delicacies. They can be boiled, roasted, baked, or fried in a pan, and they taste good. Kind of a nutty flavor. Insects are the food of the future.
Item 2.
I'm sorry, but the idea of eating insects just disgusts me. I can't even think about it without feeling a little nauseous. I know lots of people all over the world eat them, but how can you consider a crunchy bug a meal? It just can't compare with a juicy steak, in my opinion. I have no interest in even trying them, and I don't believe it would make that big a difference for the environment. There are other actions we can take to care for our planet without resorting to behaving like animals.
Item 3.
The first time I travelled to Asia, where insect consumption is quite common, I was shocked to see how readily available all sorts of exotic foods are. At street markets in Beijing, you can find just about anything grilled on a skewer, and I simply had to try them. Now chefs are adding them to their menus across the globe. These days, those little critters are the prime ingredients in some of the world's finest and most expensive restaurants. It is time we recognize them for the gourmet food items that they are.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Example.
I think it is ridiculous to say that you would never eat bugs. More than 2 million people around the world consume them regularly. I have never tried them myself, and to be honest, the idea is a bit strange. But it is obviously a cultural bias. So, who knows? Some things we eat every day may have seemed odd the first time somebody served them as food. Think about octopus or tripe that are popular fare here. If I had a chance, I would at least taste them.
Item 1.
Insects are rich in protein and minerals. It takes far fewer resources to produce them than it does animal meat. Insects are a sustainable and economical food source. They can be a key ingredient in any diet, especially if we are concerned about our planet. There are hundreds of edible varieties, and many dishes are made with insects. Some, like grasshoppers and mealworms, are considered delicacies. They can be boiled, roasted, baked, or fried in a pan, and they taste good. Kind of a nutty flavor. Insects are the food of the future.
Item 2.
I'm sorry, but the idea of eating insects just disgusts me. I can't even think about it without feeling a little nauseous. I know lots of people all over the world eat them, but how can you consider a crunchy bug a meal? It just can't compare with a juicy steak, in my opinion. I have no interest in even trying them, and I don't believe it would make that big a difference for the environment. There are other actions we can take to care for our planet without resorting to behaving like animals.
Item 3.
The first time I travelled to Asia, where insect consumption is quite common, I was shocked to see how readily available all sorts of exotic foods are. At street markets in Beijing, you can find just about anything grilled on a skewer. And I simply had to try them. Now chefs are adding them to their menus across the globe. These days, those little critters are the prime ingredients in some of the world's finest and most expensive restaurants. It is time we recognize them for the gourmet food items that they are.